bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's Wednesday. It's hump day, but I don't feel like it. What's up, X?
Guten Tag.
Where you been? Don't answer that.
The mountains.
So I haven't had anybody to harass. I haven't had anybody to holler at. X wasn't here. It's just one of them. It's one of those weeks. Like yesterday, I was full of so much energy. And today, it's like, I'm here. Just remember, the Truth is the proud home of Marquette University High School Championship Football. And we have a great matchup for you this Friday as Marquette High Hilltoppers go on the road and take on the conference rival Sussex Hamilton Chargers. Kickoff is at 7. Friday Night Football on The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all. So make sure you're here on Friday evening. I will not be here Friday. I am taking a long weekend. A long, 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 long. Well, it's not going to be that long. It's going to be like an extra day. Take some time off. Relax. I usually do that in the fall because I do so much in the summer. And, you know, Juneteenth wears me out. I haven't recuperated yet. I'm just kidding. 833-212-1017 is the number. I got a quick question. It's a simple question. It's a fairly innocuous question. Should black parents use all of their contacts and all of their life experience for their children to get ahead? I'm just saying. So we have a generation that people call spoiled. And we have a generation that people call, you know, lazy. But they're not. They really aren't. I think what happens is we are seeing in the black community what white parents have done for centuries. For generations, they use their contacts and their experiences and friends and other family, and they help their children. And I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. Tell you a quick story. So When my daughter needed to change schools because she, it's not that she didn't like where she was. She wanted to go somewhere else. And she liked smaller schools. So we found a school in Illinois that was small and just her size. She loved it. She graduated and everything was fine. Now, all of my friends, when they heard, what school does she go to? And I said, UW-Madison. Like in Illinois, when you say, well, what school do you go to? University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. But if it's not the right fit for you, it's not the right fit. So what do? You start calling around. Say, hey, looking for schools. Looked at different schools. Looked at different places. Looked in different states. Settled on a small school in Illinois. Best decision she ever made. But we let her make the decision. I think we step in and we live vicariously through our children and we think we know what's best for our children. Our children know what's best for them. We know what's good for them. But I think parents are good at knowing what's good for their children. But I think an individual is good at knowing what's best for them. And I've said that before. I think at some point we need to come to the realization that our children are not us. But I think it's important that parents do that. Now, some parents take it too far. And I think it only became too far when the truth started popping out. You know, these rich parents paying for their kids to get in the schools, which has been happening for generations. That's how they got to the school. Their parent probably paid or did something or knew somebody and made a phone call. And next thing you know, they got a rowing scholarship. Full ride, tuition, room, and board to row. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's not. If your child can row. If your child can play lacrosse, go to a school where they play lacrosse. But does opening a door for your kid make them weak? I don't know. I'm torn. 833-212-1017 is the number. So I put a poll on LinkedIn. I put a poll on X. Should parents use their contacts? Use their everything within their power? White parents have done it all the time. When you do it to black kids, they call them spoiled. And I don't understand that. My children are not spoiled. They'll tell you they're not spoiled. They're not lazy. If anything, I think they work too hard, but I'm dad. And fairness has nothing to do with it. Life's not fair. So if you go into life and you know that it's not fair, wouldn't you do everything in your power to help your child, to give your child a leg up, to give another human being the opportunity to become who they are? My job is to make my kids become who they are, not who I want them to be. Otherwise, your kid turns into something that we've seen for quite a while, only white people call. And the one thing I never want, the one phrase I never want anyone to use about my children, even though they might be, is a Nepo baby.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So, your kids are spoiled. Your kids are spoiled. Hey, what's up, Kwanda? Kwanda said, I'm here, gone, but not forgotten. Long live Tweezy. Tweezy died? Really? Wow. I know. I'm just being silly with Kwanda. Hey, what's up, S.E.? Babar. Yep, yep. Not really a city girl. Are you back? She say, I'm going to just listen today. Girl, you better stop. But then I see you at one of those meetups and you'll be like, I got something to tell you. Melody said, I took out a loan for $2,000. I thought she said $2 million. Like, $2,000 to pay an attorney when my daughter got caught with a paperclip-sized amount of pot at NPS. Zero tolerance. The expulsion for pot got buried, and she got into Oak Creek High School. So, hey, Melody, it's not red. It's orange. It's not red. You'll never catch me in the red color red, ever. Demetri said, yes, I would absolutely help my child or children if I knew they were working hard, because sometimes hard work is not enough, especially if you're black. I can go home now. That's the absolute truth. That is the absolute truth. And sometimes people forget it. Hey, what's up, John? Sometimes people forget that. It's hard being black sometimes when you walk in a room and people assume that you're not qualified. And I don't understand. I get it, but I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand something. Some things make me wonder how it came about. When did being the first black person to do something mean anything other than to black people? Because I've seen it diminished. I've seen people diminished because they were first. And I don't understand it. I don't understand why I came across an article, I think it was on The Griot, about Saturday Night Live, and I think I'm going to talk about it in my top five at five. Saturday Night Live is the first time when the season starts they don't have a black woman. And I'm like, well, first of all, do black people watch Saturday Night Live? Number two, does it matter if there are any black people on it? And then I realize, well, they cancel In Living Color, so, you know. But that's what networks do. I still have to have a show on networks, but nobody will really come on and talk about TV if they work in TV. So I'll have to have the young lady from UWM come back in and talk about that particular part of TV and how networks like, what was it? Some of those alleged off-brand networks that ended up boosting people's careers. And like Fox, you could go to Fox and like some nights it was all black shows. They put them all on the same night. Martin and Living Color, all that. They were all on one. And then soon as they built up the numbers, canceled all those shows and put in predominantly white shows. UPN did the same thing. What's that other channel? Can't remember it. But they did it. All these independent stations come in. Let's put black on there. Still had white advertisers. And then as soon as black people built up and they got their minimum number they needed to jack up their rates, they got rid of all the black TV shows and put in white. ABC does it, CBS does it, NBC does it. Are there any actual predominantly black shows other than Abbott Elementary? I don't think so. You get one. And if it's a hit, and if they win an award, you get one. But they never really quite break through. Like Denzel Washington, I'm sorry, Denzel, say his name right, just started doing like black shows. Spike Lee was rare because he broke in, but even needed who? Martin Scorsese to sponsor him to become a member of the Producers Guild, the Directors Guild, because at the time it was like $50,000 joining fee. It's an exclusive club. And that's what usually has to happen, unfortunately. Somebody has to step up and say, hey, I'm going to help them. Somebody said the Wonder Years, the black version. Well, if you got to have a white title with a white premise and then put all black people in it, is it black? Okay. I'm just saying. There it is, the WB. Thanks, Laurent. The WB. They used to call it the We Black Station. That is funny. And then what happens? You get these shows on, you know, what was that vampire show that was on or something? The witches and all that. And then soon as they get there, they moved all the black shows and put all the white shows on. We used to have BET. And now it's turned over to, I don't know who they sold it to. And now basically we have nothing. There is a black movie channel out. But I think one of the issues is that we never get enough money to be able to make movies, to make TV shows at the caliber and the quality level that we need to. And when you do, you can only do what they want. I don't think Bucky the Vampire Slayer was... Oh, that's what the name of the show was. Okay, Bucky the Vampire Slayer. Yep. Took over and then became an all-white show. I mean, when will we learn to just stick together, put our money together, and build what we want? Dwayne said, my kids are spoiled, but they know why. Is that a question mark, or was that an accidental, you was trying to hit the period? They may not know they're spoiled. Madi said, happy Wednesday. It's never a happy Wednesday. How come you always on Wednesdays, Mr. Madi? I don't understand that. They only show up on Wednesday. Are you in Huber and they give you work release on Wednesday? Did you get locked up and now you are? I couldn't help it. Currently it's 66 degrees. The low tonight is 55. Sunset is about 6:45. I hope to be home and in the bed by then. Winds are from the, I don't know what that direction is. North by northwest at north by northwest, about 13 miles an hour. It's a slight chill, but there's a 76% chance of rain. So we shall see. I never knew the moon phases, though. Waxing crescent. I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means. I'm not a moon guy at all. Not a moon guy. 833-212-1017 is the number. Is your kid a Nepo baby? I have to admit mine are. I think when your child runs into a problem and there's an issue and mom and dad can help and they can change it and they can fix it, as long as the child goes there with you and learns it with you and goes through it with you, I see no problem doing it. I see no problem in using your resources to help your child. As long as you're not putting on them or holding them hostage from doing what they want to do, I'd have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. But should parents really use that? What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017. Are your kids Nepo babies? Did nepotism play a part in them getting what they needed? Getting what they wanted? Sure. Absolutely. Now, do you tell them? In all instances, I don't tell my children everything. There's some things I've done in the past. They have no idea. not knowing can help them build confidence. Some things they know I did. Some things they don't know I did. Some things they think happened on their own. Some things I, you know, give a little nudge to somebody else. Hey, by the way, such and such, just so you know. I mean, I'm not saying do anything, but because knowledge is power. But eventually they do things on their own and they build up their own resume, their own reputation, and they grow to become the children you wanted them to become in their own way, doing what they want to do. I think it's important we always do that. Because I'm going to always do it. God forbid when I had grandchildren, it's a wrap. I'm doing it all the time. Yep. Hey, you wanted this? You wanted that? And that's why grandparents spoil grandkids, which I always found weird that children complain that their parents spoil their children the way they were never spoiled. Because they have no conscious concept of understanding that they were, in fact, spoiled. They just weren't shown that. They didn't really see it. They just had it happen. Because that's what I did. Stay back in the cut. I might make a suggestion to them. But then when I saw them doing something and struggling, unless they ask for my help specifically, I stayed out of it. Sometimes. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When a customer chooses Pella, one of the most important things to them is honoring that trust and commitment. A lot of customers might have apprehensions about inviting someone out to their home, but when you see the experience and professionalism, you can trust them with bringing your project to life. Their vision is to be the company that people want to do business with. Order by the end of the month, get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth App, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth App, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. 33 minutes after the hour, 61. Was it 61 degrees? What was the temperature? 66 degrees. Low tonight is 65, so make sure y'all hang out. Get an umbrella. 70-something percent chance of rain. So I came across a story and I couldn't help myself. It's a conspiracy theory. I know I'm going down a rabbit hole. I know. So you heard about the shooting. Maybe you didn't hear about the shooting. So there was a shooting at the Dallas ICE immigration. I forget ICE enforcement, whatever. Basically Border Patrol. At the ICE facility, there was a shooting. One detainee was killed. Two more were injured. That's what officials are saying. This from CNN.com. So one detainee is dead. Two more in critical condition following a shooting at the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement field office in Dallas. It's according to the Department of Homeland Security. The FBI is investigating it as an act of targeted violence against ICE agents. The shooter, identified by sources as Joshua John, J-A-H-N, died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after he fired indiscriminately at the ICE building from a nearby rooftop, according to DHS. FBI Director Kash Patel posted an image of the bullet casing on social media found near the suspected shooter, showing one with the words anti-ICE written on it. And so The question is, were they shooting at ice? And this is my conspiracy theory. Are they shooting at ICE? Or were they shooting at the detainees? See, we don't know anything about the detainees. We don't know where they came from. We don't know if they were, you know, about to get, like, it's a holding facility where they process them and then they send them to another facility for housing. But why were they killed? Authorities are now searching a vehicle near the Dallas ICE facility. They're searching a Toyota. The search team witnessed, I'm just reading through. They're searching a car with Texas plates, and on the side of the car was a sign displaying a map of the United States with the wording, radioactive fallout from nuclear detonations have passed over these areas for more than twice, 2x since 1951. Don't know if it's tied to the shooting or investigation or whatever they're doing, but they said there are a lot of cops there. Yes, we know that people are upset with the police. They're upset with law enforcement. They're upset with federal, state, Donald Trump, you name it. Is that the narrative? Because we don't know, because the shooter shot themselves. They shot themselves, which I don't really understand. If you're tough enough to shoot at somebody, why you can't, I don't know. I'm not even going down that road. But why? What's the motive? Did they do it to stop the motive, or were they paid? I mean, if you don't like ICE agents, would you shoot at ICE agents and not detainees who can't defend themselves? And then I thought about it. I said, well, maybe the person was shooting at the detainee and wasn't shooting at ICE. And maybe they put anti-ICE on the bullet so that you would think they were shooting at ICE agents when, in fact, they might have been shooting at the detainees all along. I don't know. Is that far-fetched? 833-212-1010. It's Wednesday. That's all I'm saying. Start looking at alternatives to what we read and hear in the media, social media, legacy media. Doesn't matter where you get it from. Internet, email. Start to look at what exactly is happening here. Yes, we do have mentally ill people who are shooting people. We have people who are not mentally ill that are shooting people. And I think it's a little disingenuous to always blame mental illness for a reason why someone is evil. Well, they must have had, if you're going to shoot at somebody, then you have to have a mental illness. No, you don't. You're just evil. And the world is full of bad people. The majority are good, but there's some that are bad. And they shoot people because they choose to shoot people. And there's nothing wrong they've got to have something in their head. There's got to be a reason. Well, they're bad. They've got no borders. They got no bumpers in life. There's no one there to tell them don't do that. And especially when you have family members that politically are so opposite. I mean, is that going to be a red flag now? Hey, I'm turning in my son because my son, I don't have a son. I'm turning in my son because my son, we were Democrats and now he's a Republican. So he must be, you know, losing his mind. So we're going to, I'm a Republican and I have a Democratic son and he's going so far left that there's something wrong with him. So we're going to lock everybody up or something? I don't think so. But if your child is exhibiting certain, and not everybody's trained to notice it, but if your child is exhibiting strange behavior, something's wrong. Something's wrong. Al said, don't go down that hole. But I mean, we have to look at everything from multiple points of view. We as a black community have to stop looking at everything the way we're told. And we don't always have to come together and agree about everything. Just be civil when you don't agree. But we get into this, you got to follow everything I say. And if you don't say exactly or believe exactly what I believe, get rid of you. Yeah. Now, I think everybody who was black looked at it and said, but I don't know. Is there a picture of this kid? I'm checking. Yeah, they got a picture of him. Fox 4 in Dallas-Fort Worth, Fox 4 News, has a picture of 29-year-old Joshua Jan. And it's a white guy. 29 years old. We need to start going back looking at active shooters and seeing who people are and what their race and their age. And I don't know if political affiliation matters because they're all, you know, twisted anyway. Not all of them. Yeah, majority, yeah, they're all white males, but I don't know if you can tag, but I don't know if you can tag all white people as being like, you know what I'm saying? What is it in culture that causes people to do that? Because then what happens is you have to start looking at white culture. Now here's the flip side to that. There was a time when people that investigate didn't believe that black people were even smart enough to commit those types of crimes, to be serial killers and all that. So you have a room full of white males deciding who is and who is not. We tend to pick ourselves. So when you go in, I would say more than half, maybe 60%, expecting it to be a white guy because in your mind, white guys are the ones that could do something like this anyway and pull it off. Then it's always going to be a white guy. And so part of the issue we have historically is that the FBI was notorious for that. They would tell you our understanding of active shooters and blah, 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 this and serial killers. They are white males around the age of 30, average age, about 35 years of age and highly educated and highly intelligent. Really? Yeah. And so what they did is they carved out everybody else they thought couldn't do it. Well, they're not smart enough, so we're not going to include him. That's why the DC sniper got away with killing so many people. They chased the wrong narrative because their own bias in their reporting of crimes. So they only looked at white guys. Ended up being two black guys. So here we have another one. White male shot and killed one person, injured two, and then became a punk and killed himself. Because I think if you have the cojones, can you say cojones? I think you can say cojones, but you can't say anyway. If you have the stamina, the grit, the stick-to-itiveness to shoot at cops, you should have the same when you get caught. You should stand up for what you did. But that's not what we see. And so for the last how many active shooters? We only got one in custody, Charlie Kirk. Everybody else killed themselves. So think about that. What is that about? I don't know. Who is that?
Tyler Robinson is the alleged shooter of Charlie Kirk, who might be a patsy.
He's not a patsy. Charlie Kirk's shooter is not a patsy. He's not.
Look into it.
He's not. Watch Real News. In 2015, Collin County arrested this kid on marijuana. So shooting happened about 6 a.m. Wednesday this morning, Dallas ICE facility. North Stemmons Freeway. I know where that is. Very interesting. Well, you got to look into it. Got to look into it. But of course, we would say the white guy's a patsy, right? Well, he couldn't have done it. Somebody talked him into it. He's right. When in fact, he said he did it and admitted it. So where are we going? 833-212-1017 is the number. When we come back, ooh, lots of talking text. I might be in trouble.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Fox 6 Now has a story from Kenosha County. There's a cartel retail theft. Like, isn't the cartel selling enough drugs that they got to have people? So they arrested eight people. Eight. Tied to the cartel La Familia. I can't say the word right. M-I-C-H-O-A, Michoacana, were arrested in Kenosha County. Four were later deported to Mexico. Investigators recovered more than $120,000 in stolen merchandise, including hoods with tags still attached. Authorities say the cartel-connected theft ring is linked to $100-plus million worth of retail losses across the United States of America. Detectives with the Kenosha Drug Operations Unit, KDOG, began working with Oak Brook, Illinois police in March of this year after Homeland Security investigations and ICE linked suspects to the cartel. The sheriff's office said on April 10th, deputies stopped several members in Kenosha County, found more than $21,000 in stolen merchandise from Madison. In May, investigators served warrants at a Kenosha apartment and a storage unit, uncovering more than $120,000 worth of stolen property. Authorities say many of the items still had price tags on them. Interesting. Four of the suspects posted bond up to $25,000, but then were immediately taken into custody by ICE and deported to Mexico. All four now have fully extraditable warrants if they return to the U.S. The remaining suspects are being held in Kenosha County Jail. So now I guess the cartel is stealing clothes. Well, I guess it's easy to sell. You can put it on eBay. Set up a site on Etsy or one of those sites and just start selling stuff. Interesting. Just start selling stuff. Who says online businesses don't make money? Al say D.C. sniper was put to death 7 years after his 17 victims. Crime is unbelievable. Yeah, it was Malvoy. Then somebody said Timothy McVeigh killed 168 people in Oklahoma. So, Al, they're not good thieves. Clearly, they're not good thieves. The reason they're not good thieves is they get caught. Good thieves don't get caught. I'm just saying. if you're a good thief, you shouldn't get caught. 833-212-1017 is the number. Today is the day the nine teens started school at Central High School. And the National Guard went to the entrance. And that's when Governor Wallace was, black kids are going to this school, blah, blah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm wrong all the way. September 24th, personally guarded by soldiers from the National Guard. They were in Little Rock. It was the Little Rock Nine. The Little Rock Nine. Yeah. Wow. I forgot all about that. So they had the Army's 101st Airborne and National Guard soldiers went to the school when they began regular classes. That's right after Brown versus the Board of Education. Ernest Green, the only senior in the group, became the first black person to graduate from Central High School. That's May 27th, way back in 1958. Who else's birthday is today? Kenneth Gibson, my girl Angela Bassett, Elijah Muhammad. I'm sorry, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And, wow, pretty cool. Francis Watkins. So, do we know black history the way we should know black history? I wonder. That's why I always go to blackfacts.com. And I read it every day. I go through it each and every day to remind myself that for some things and some people, there are no firsts. So I think sometimes we look at that and we think, oh, they were the first black person to, well, they may not be if you actually do your history, which is something that a lot of people today don't do. I think if you do a lot of history, if you read it like you're supposed to, you'll start to find out that there were a lot of black people that did some great things back in the day. And many times people we think were first, they wasn't first. They weren't. And I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm saying that we need to realize that we've broken barriers in pretty much everything that we've ever done. And so let's not diminish a person's power and struggle and hard work by saying, oh, they're the first black something, when in fact they represent everything. That's why I love it when I had Willow Newell on the other day from Racine, who's Miss Wisconsin. And I reminded her, like I reminded everybody, that you represent the entire state, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, male, female, LGBTQ+, everybody. You represent everybody in the state of Wisconsin. That is a powerful thing. And I think it's wonderful. And and one thing she said that struck me out of all the things she said, intelligent, 22 years old, her dad was here with her. The thing that struck me the most was the fact that she said she's glad, well, not glad, but the fact that she didn't win Miss America 2025. She can now come back and represent Wisconsin because you lose. You can't be Miss Wisconsin and Miss America. It's a grueling schedule. You can't. And so I think it'll be a powerful thing for her to visit schools and organizations and women's groups to let people see she represents everybody. And I think that's what the fight was always about, having the opportunity to do what everybody else is already doing. And one of those, and when you think about Vanessa Williams all the way down to every other black woman that's won, we can now put Miss Newell in that group of powerful black women, young, intelligent, who represents everybody. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Top 5 at 5 up next.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.